Hello and welcome back.
What to is good?
Episode 2 of the Sons of the Gun podcast. We're back on another Monday.
They doubted us. They said it'd stop at episode 1.
They said consistency wouldn't exist here. But it is. We're back.
Here we are.
Now, I know how I'm feeling from this morning.
I'm buzzing, mate.
If people
I'm
don't
absolutely
know.
Absolutely buzzing.
The Arsenal United game this morning. I'm way more excited this week than I am last week.
Really?
Than I was last week.
You were.
Way more excited.
Than you were when we beat Spurs.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, I don't know, I was kind of more gassed to beat Spurs. Away from home.
But I just, away from home we don't have that often. But there's just something about beating United.
No, we do have it.
Especially.
Often. This season we have it often.
No.
But beating Spurs away from home I think was a bit better for me. But this was probably a better game.
It was a better game.
A better game.
It was an all round. It was way more exciting, and I think United being
on form.
Yes, as on form, and
we got to be the ones to just humble them.
Exactly, and yeah, City couldn't do it last week.
Fine,
but then the champions had to do it.
We said we'll do it ourselves. Yeah. That's fine.
The half centurions had to step up.
Half centurions. Woo! Shall we get straight into it? Or?
I think we should. So,
yeah. What do you reckon?
I think, first half was a little shaky.
It was a little bit rocky, I think.
A little bit stressful. The heart rate was up a little bit.
From a couple of players. The players that usually keep us ticking, the players that usually hit the 7s, 8s out of 10s every match.
Yeah, the consistent players weren't really consistent.
Like Ben White's a consistent 8.
Yeah.
He was kind of...
Not this week.
Low 5.
Yeah.
He was very average.
And I'm glad Arteta was...
Which he's allowed to have an average game because he's been so good.
Yeah.
But... And then Partey was a bit average as well.
Partey was average. He was. He wasn't... considering he didn't have Casemiro to deal with.
Except for that little burst of pace he showed.
The run down to...
It was only Antony.
Get Antony. Well, yeah, it's only Antony at the end of the day. It's no, you know...
It was a tough half, that one, especially with Rashford's goal. Yeah. That was incredible.
I was surprised at how United were able to keep the ball as much as they did. I think they knew that they had to, especially obviously being away from home.
Yep.
I think they knew that they had to have some of the ball, which I guess they do enjoy a counter attack.
They do. They love one.
However. They knew they needed to have some of the ball in this game to really kind of settle in. And
the first like 5 minutes or so, we were so on them.
Yeah.
We were so far on them. Just the press, we came. We start lively as we do.
Yeah.
As we do under Arteta, we've started so well. But after that, they kind of settled a bit.
Yeah.
And United kind of just, they felt us out. They settled. They got that goal.
Yeah. Yeah, which was their first chance of the game, really, wasn't it? Well, first decent chance, and even then, it wasn't really much of a chance, was it? Yeah. So, you know.
I think Ramsdale might be able to do a bit better there. But there was.
Technically near post, wasn't it?
Yeah. Near post, but.
I think that's unstoppable, really. That's a good thing. I mean.
He gave it to Rashford. He thought it was a good move. I'll let you have it.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like, you know what? I'll let you continue your good form.
Yeah.
No, he is, and he probably is one of the top. Informed players right now, Rashford.
Yeah.
He seems like he's unstoppable. Absolutely. Again as he was 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. He's peaking. Star boy, 26-year-old.
Yeah.
Then the second half rolled up.
Yeah. And we seemed a lot more solid in...
And while it kind of, from the eye test, it looked close.
Yeah.
The stats will show you... It
obviously,
really
United scored another goal as well, but...
Really wasn't that close.
No. No, United stopped having many chances at all. Yeah. I think it was actually, I can't remember if it was in the first half or the second half that the stat came up, but I saw the stat and it was like, it was touches in the opposition box. And I can't remember what time it was. I think it was just before the second, just before the first half ended.
30 minutes. Was like, we had 19.
Yeah,
two.
And that's what it was. Yeah, I think it was that.
And then I think I saw a stat on Twitter as well. It said, it's the biggest... After full time is the biggest differential in stats in the touches in the opposition box.
Mm.
Like we had 59, they had like 13 or something.
Yeah, wow, jeez.
So it's like it's just
so
a
and that shows, I guess. And we all season we've had that. I think is we have a lot of touches in the opposition box. Obviously, we like to play it around a bit and not necessarily get shots off all the time. I mean, like this season, we were a lot better at it. But
we thought we'd drop off without Jesus, but With Nketiah, he's just
but Nketiah, picked up yeah.
where Jesus left off.
Your defense is in trouble.
I love that song.
It's awesome.
I love that kid. But look, you know, who would you say is your man of the match? Because that's so hard to call. I'd put Ben White straight in there, but obviously we'll rule him out.
I think
Partey's second half performance kind of got him back. Martinelli's not in there for me, unfortunately. He was...
No, and I'm looking at... I really want to look at the battles out wide, I think.
Yeah.
Saka on Shaw.
Mm.
I think...
People said Shaw was good.
He had a couple of times... There was a couple of tackles that Shaw made him. That I thought, okay, you know, he's not terrible, but...
He's awful, bro.
But Saka had him for his goal.
He's good, but Saka just had him on strings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had no idea what he was doing.
Antony up against Zinchenko. That just looked like a... Zinchenko's not a defender, like as much of a defender, like a tackler.
Kind of like, I'm adamant.
But geez, he did not have to do much.
Antony could have had space in behind because Zinchenko's the midfielder this whole game. But, I'm adamant that Antony would struggle to start for, Brisbane Roar. He was awful.
He just did that one reverse flip-flap and that was about it.
What Shakhtar are saying now. If you can sell Antony for 100 mil...
Then Mudryk's
like 300 mil. He's a baller.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a baller. And we'll get onto that later. But I think... Man of the match... I have to give it to Eddie. Eddie Nketiah has to have that.
I was surprised when it was given to Saka. Because Eddie was just... He could have scored a hat-trick.
He could have. And I think considering last week we were... rating him so highly in a game that he didn't even score a goal in against Spurs.
True. That was a complete performance.
And this game he comes and he has another classic number nine game.
I'd almost go as far as to say that Eddie's our player of the month.
He probably is. What's it? Three goals this month? Which one against Brighton, two against United.
He was good against Newcastle for 70 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And against Spurs, he was really good.
Complete performance against Spurs.
Yeah.
It's two against United, one against... Brighton.
Yeah. I agree. So I think we have to give it to him.
Yeah. I'm happy with that as well. But I think overall the whole team kind of picked up in the second half.
Yeah. It was way better in the second half. And
Odegaard looked like he was a bit out of it the first half.
Yeah.
He looked like a back injury, probably from carrying the team all season.
I worried in the first 25, 30 minutes that it was going to be another Odegaard kind of
disaster club,
ghost game.
Yeah.
But
Mesut Ozil,
but he, you know, against big teams, he does, that seems to be the thing, is he does drop off a little bit, but he brought it back in the second half, as did
absolutely.
So
got the assist for the last goal as well, whether that was intentional or not.
Another player that didn't have an amazing game was Martinelli.
I really wasn't impressed by him. I think, to be fair, I think that's credit to Wan-Bissaka.
Mm.
He was really good.
He was really good.
And every time I watch him, he's like one of the best tacklers I've seen.
I think that's the issue now, is that most modern fullbacks aren't really that. They need the defensive side.
And they need the attacking.
But they need the attacking side, and he does not have that. And I was specifically looking out for that actually during the game, is that when he... One, he did not bomb forward. Whenever it was on, like Antony would get the ball, he was just he was sitting back. He was not really getting it. And when he did get Antony, it was just he didn't try to take on a man. Or
might be a reason for Antony kind of suffering a little bit. He's got no support.
Yeah, that's true. He's all alone on that side.
Like, you see Saka every single time, no matter how close he was to a byline, you saw Ben White overlap.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he was on the byline. I think they almost ran into each other a couple of times.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny, but
Martinelli struggled. Well, in the beginning, he struggled against Wan-Bissaka. I think he just could not take him on at all. And then there was a couple of times where he did get past him and did create something, but I think it was not his best game. And it was pretty similar to last week, I'd say.
What, Martinelli just kind of not being able to...
Yeah, against Spurs, he just couldn't really do much. But
I've got no doubt he'll come good.
Yeah.
And because it's just who he is, and he's Brazilian, he's got he'll work harder to get better, especially now that we've got Trossard.
Yes, and he came on for him.
And Emile's fit.
Yeah.
So I think
we've got that option, and that's what we need, is that players are going to drop off. They're not going to be consistent throughout the entire season. Have a couple of games where they aren't playing too well, we need players.
That's when you have the depth.
Exactly. We need players like Emil, like Trossard on that left wing to cover for him or just like in any other position. So,
let me ask you a question real quick.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's Granit Xhaka.
Yeah.
Over the last, well, this season.
Yeah.
And last season when Arteta started using him where he was meant to be used.
Yeah.
If we win the league this season with his performances, what do we say he's got? Like 8 GA?
Something like that. I think it's what's 3 and 5 or 3 and 6 or something like that. Yeah.
But would you consider him a club legend?
A club legend.
At the end of the season.
That if we
were to win the league. He has been, I put him and I suppose Ben White and Partey up there for our most consistent all season.
Yeah.
Ben White kind of fell off last game.
Yeah.
But Xhaka didn't.
No. I think absolutely he would be like a bit of a cult hero.
Cult hero.
Club legend. We're talking legends as in like what? Vieira.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, Henry, obviously.
That's true. That's very true.
I think legend's a little far, but absolutely for this season, for the sake, if we do go on and win the title.
You reckon?
No jinxing, but but I absolutely think that he's could be.
In the bag already, let's be real.
We're halfway there. We're halfway there.
I think definitely not a legend. I think a cult hero for sure.
Yeah.
An icon potentially, yeah. But yeah. If he does it again next season,
yeah,
I think he'll definitely be pushing.
Yeah.
As a legend, because he's got the captaincy back in. Well, yeah. not the official.
No, Odegaard's got that. But he's
if Odegaard goes off, it's straight to Xhaka sort of thing. So
yeah.
I don't know. I think he's knocking on the door.
Yeah.
He's and very close.
Another player who I think is probably this season we would, if to look back on in the future and go, this was a player that really solidified this team.
Yeah.
Has to be Zinchenko.
Zinchenko strikes me as a streets won't forget player.
Yeah. I agree, actually.
The streets aren't going to forget him. No. Because he's just the passion.
He's so unexpectedly a captain.
He is.
He absolutely does not look like he would have that sort of effect on the team. Said but
in his post-match interview,
yeah,
he was talking to like Ian Wright and stuff. And by the way, Ian was like, Zinchenko, can I just say how happy I am to have you in this team? And he just laughed.
As we all are.
Ian Wright's vibes. But yeah, he said when he first came in July, whenever he came in, he said to the lads, he used the lads as well. I thought it was pretty funny. He said, we're going to forget top three.
Yeah.
We're going for the title. And everyone, he said everyone kind of laughed at him, which, like, fair enough, I would too.
Yeah.
If I heard him say that before the season, top four is always the aim.
Yeah.
But it's like, they're not laughing now, are they?
No, they're not. And it obviously is a real possibility. And I think that his mentality has shifted
absolutely
all across the team.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting now that this season it just looks like we have so many more captains in the team.
We do, hey.
Compared to last season.
Like
we
just
don't
the two from City, Jesus and Zinchenko.
Yeah. Yeah.
They elevate
serial winners.
Not just on the field but mentality wise.
Yeah.
Xhaka has always been a leader, but it's just
obviously Odegaard is our captain.
Odegaard.
But
I think Gabriel as well at the back.
Yeah.
He was my option for captain originally. Yeah.
Does he speak English?
Look, I don't know.
But either way, he can be a captain.
Look, I don't care. He plays like a captain for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's stepped up massively, I think, as well. I don't know if we covered it last week, but I think I would even have him, as much as Saliba before the World Cup was very, very good and was outstanding.
Yep.
Gabriel was outstanding as well, but it was just under the radar.
I think Gabriel's been better than Saliba.
I agree. Yeah.
He pops up when you need him.
Yeah.
And he's one of the, I think he's one of the best defenders in the league.
Yeah.
Like, he's just so consistent. Yeah. I think he's kind of, not to jinx it or anything, but his Bozo moments are less and less.
Yeah.
This was
the game that if he was going to have one, it would probably be in this.
Exactly.
And he didn't.
Ramsdale did, but he was also another shout for a captain.
Ramsdale, yeah.
Because he's passionate.
He's very, very vocal. I love his
But no, Ramsdale was, for me, he was really good. He made some massive saves.
He did make some massive saves.
And then the one just before the corner we conceded.
Yeah.
That was incredible. And then we obviously spilled the ball from the corner.
Yeah, that was a Bozo moment.
But I don't really want to talk about that. It was Lautaro Martinez. Anyway.
Lautaro?
Lissandro. Lissandro. Sorry.
Yeah. No, we won't talk about that. Obviously, we were in for him. But
Either way, Lautaro.
Also, did he get into a bit of a... He must have got into a bit of a scrap or something. I didn't...
Who? Gabriel?
No, Martinez.
When?
Do you see his headband that he was wearing?
Oh, yeah, true.
The link and his eye
was... Was that against City?
His eye was fucked up.
Potentially was it against City?
No, they played Palace last week. Oh, so Palace. So I don't know if... I didn't watch the full game of that. I just saw Elise's free kick that drew, obviously, you know.
What a free kick.
Anyways, yeah.
We'll get onto that later.
but, yeah. In other news, one... In that game, we had four players that was on four yellows in that game.
True.
And if they had got another yellow, it was the last game that they needed to see out without getting one.
Yep.
And all of them did it.
And they've been on that for about four or five games now.
Saka especially has been on that for a couple of games. Saliba's been on it for ages.
I think ironically enough, Arteta would have drilled into him even though he got a yellow himself.
Yeah.
Which... Anyway.
How many is he on now?
I think that's probably his first.
What was that for as well? Because the commentators I heard were saying that it was to do with him being out of the technical area. But
Luke Shaw fouled Saka.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it was just his reaction to the foul.
And Arteta was saying four times to the assistant.
Yeah.
I don't even think he protested as vociferously as he has
previously. No.
Like, you watch it back, he was upset, but previously he sprinted up to the fourth official and screamed at the ref.
Yeah.
He didn't really do that much at all, and he just got booked for it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting, but...
They're onto him now.
They're definitely onto him.
I think...
Richard Keys is... He's had an effect.
He has.
I hate to say it.
Yeah.
For the worse.
And they all... For us. And to be fair, he is very animated on the touchline.
To a point, they are kind of right.
Yeah.
But, at the end of the day, what's it really doing?
I get it if he's really having a go at the ref
and like in their face
and he's, yeah exactly
but he's not
he's just vocal yeah
and just giving directions
yeah who knows we don't know what he said specifically he might have dropped something in there that we don't know but
well look it's hard to say really but yeah
I doubt they would have even
but either way it goes up to 10 you need 10 yellows now
do you?
But, by the end of the season if you get 10 yellows you get 2 game ban.
Yes.
And then if you get that 10 and you go to 15, you get 3 games.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Damn, 15. Has anyone done that ever, do you reckon? 15 yellow cards in 38 games.
Probably someone from Burnley.
Yeah, probably. No, didn't they? Weren't last season? They don't get red cards. And I know red cards are obviously not the same as a yellow, but they're disciplinary. They're pretty...
Oh, what, Burnley?
Yeah, Burnley are pretty good. Last year, I think that was that stat that came out that they had the least amount of yellow cards per... Yeah.
And we had more yellows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Because we're ref differently. But look, either way, I think the title charge luck is just coming through.
It is coming through.
To win the title...
That is a game...
You need a whole lot of luck, and it's coming through. Against Liverpool, we got a bit.
Yep. We did. And that's a game the champions need to win. 90th minute winner.
And we did.
And we'll look back on that as a game that I guess was instrumental in the title.
Yep.
Hopefully.
when we win the title.
When?
But that does put us on 50 points.
It does.
Over half a season, 19 games. 50 points on track for a centurion season.
Yeah. That's now insane. we're only 5 points ahead of City.
That was without the depth. Now we're getting depth in.
Now we get... Yeah, and hopefully we continue to get the depth because two players, I don't think is enough.
Yeah, two relatively unknown players, which is what Arteta's kind of good at.
Yeah.
His talent idea is insane.
Yeah.
Like, you got Tomiyasu, he's got...
Yeah, that's true.
He's done so well with his songs.
And even prior to Arteta, Wenger used to do the same thing. What was it? What's his quote? Is that we make players, we don't...
I'm sorry, he did not cost 50 mil. Rob Holding 5-3-2.
But he did come on as well, didn't he?
In the last 5 minutes when we scored after we scored.
I saw that and I kind of just chuckled because my brother's a United fan.
I kind of looked at it.
Yeah, I watched it with him. He was
good.
Because it was after the. Oh no, it was. Was it after the Eddie goal?
I think it was after, yeah.
Yeah, just the last couple of minutes. I also thought this is completely... Only 3 minutes added on at the end, by the way.
I was a bit sus on that.
I was a little bit... Like, I totally expected like six. Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
I was very surprised it was only 3 minutes. Which, again, the title.
Because there was the VAR check and then the goal. And then after the goal was holding sub.
Yep. Yeah.
And that would have been a 3 or 4 minute period. Or 3 minute period. No, it was 94. It was close to 95. But they held up the 3 minutes at 91 something.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was going to be like, okay, well, that's 3 minutes. I guess it's for 3 minutes from now, but again, I don't think 3 minutes was totally fair.
Yeah. No, neither.
Not that I think it would have changed much of the...
We only got 5 against Newcastle. That should have been 25.
Should have been 25.
I don't want to go 25. Back into that. I'm still. Anyway, look, we're flying.
We are flying. We're flying very far from City. Well, we are...
If we lost that, it would have been 2 points.
It would have been 2 points between it. Obviously, it's five now with a game in hand. But and they did win on the weekend.
That makes it a bit stressful.
They did win earlier.
Yep.
This morning.
They won their two games that they played before us, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, a bit weird that. But
look,
it's fine. Doesn't matter.
There were surprisingly. I know. You wouldn't believe it.
No.
There's other teams.
You would think that there
other games have been played.
Yeah.
The big one of the week was Liverpool Chelsea.
The big names of the week. Yes.
Big names.
Big game. Absolutely not.
El Midico.
Yeah, and it was very mid.
And it was very mid. And
very mid.
I think I've only watched the highlights, so don't kill me. But from what I saw, Gakpo had about 40 shots from outside the box, and they all hit Klopp's car in the parking lot. And I saw Salah had a volley when he was doing like a 180 from like volley coming right down over his shoulder, like on the edge of the 18-yard box. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Like, surely there's another option you can do there. They just kind of seem very selfish to me. I don't know. It's
yeah.
Like, they're not the team that they used to be.
No.
And they used to be, like, I think with Mane, like, just pass it sort of thing.
Yeah. And I think, like we said last week, they're totally aging out of that team. But they did, actually. They have a young midfielder that they have played in the last couple of games. Right. I think it's like Bicetic or something. Bicetic.
I may have heard of him, yeah.
He got a yellow card, I think, in that game, actually. And it was in the first, like, I don't even know, to be honest. I think it was, like, first 10 minutes when I had a look. So I was like, oh.
I've definitely heard of him, hey.
But he scored. I think I want to say he scored in one of the cup games for them not long ago.
Yeah, but...
34. Nah, well. Anyway.
Bicetic.
But,
Oh, did you see that offside goal?
Havertz, yes. Yeah. Actually, that was interesting.
I was not sure about that one.
That was... Because what it was just that his foot... Obviously, Thiago Silva was on the swivel for that shot and his body was in front of the ball when he shot it. Like his, but obviously, it's from where the ball is and so Havertz's foot was just in front of it.
So, it's right.
Yeah, it is right, but it's also very unfortunate.
Very interesting way for Klopp's 1,000th game to play out.
1,000 games. That guy is fair enough.
So he drew with Chelsea and he said, did you see what he said?
No.
He said, at least I didn't lose my 1,000th game like Arsene Wenger.
No, he didn't say that.
So Wenger's catching strays all weekend.
Yeah. From
but
the other one from...
What I will say, I mean, it's he's kind of right. Like, it's funny, but that's Klopp's 1,000th career game. And he drew with Chelsea. Arsene Wenger's 1,000th game that he's talking about that he lost was his 1,000th game with Arsenal, which is just levels in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was a 6-0 loss to Chelsea, I think. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to talk about
that. That was the whole Gibbs, Oxlade, Chamberlain red card mix up thing, hey? Yeah.
But anyway, that was it was a game of. Look, it doesn't really help much of either of them, really.
No, it doesn't. It keeps them both pretty stuck. Mid-table.
Stuck. Which, you know what? I'm happy with that.
Oh, same. I'm totally happy with Chelsea being as far down as they are. I don't really care about Liverpool.
Let them spend $1 billion.
I also... Actually, no, you know what? I want to say I called this Liverpool downfall.
Yeah?
When they were pushing City all those years, and even when they won the title, I said, there is no way that they will keep... Because what they were around about what we were doing
yeah.
last year and the year before, around that eighth spot. And they yeah. were for years, right? Mm. And then all of a sudden, they've brought in, you know, Van Dijk,
yep.
Salah.
They sold Coutinho and just reinvested.
Yeah, exactly. And they spent the money very wisely, brought in very good players. But even when they just, even when they brought them in, they were what? They were in their prime, those players.
Yeah.
They were absolutely. They were 27 and above, yeah. right? And now they're well aged out. They haven't, yes, they've brought in Gakpo, Konate, but it just doesn't, they don't seem near the
really
same.
Like
and that. I remember saying, I think it would have been, well, last year even, at the start of last year, I remember saying to my mates who are Liverpool fans, I remember saying that there's no way that I see Liverpool continuing this. City, absolutely.
Because they've got the good model.
Yeah.
They've got a good academy.
Yeah.
Like they got Rico Lewis, they got Phil Foden, yeah. they've got all this young spine coming
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
Liverpool are just, they're kind of the least. Who's the last youth player you've heard come out of Liverpool?
Well, Harvey Elliott doesn't count. No, he doesn't count. He came from Fulham. This, I guess, Bicetich. Oh no, Curtis Jones. But honestly, is he really? He's not that guy.
Not really.
I don't think he's a guy.
He's not really being given a chance.
He's like on the same level as like Hudson-Odoi for me.
I think Liverpool's board are just reactive, but
yeah.
they don't know what to react.
Well, they're stuck with the American owners as well, aren't they?
They're not proactive in that they get young signings in before the old players are phasing out.
Yeah.
And when they do need a young signing, they get a winger as opposed to a midfielder.
Yeah.
Like with what I'm saying, they're
which
very,
is actually the issue for
selfish.
Both Liverpool and Chelsea at the moment.
The only player that's going to pass it and keep the ball moving is Thiago. The rest of them are just going to try and do...
Who is consistently getting injured.
Yeah. So, yeah, and the rest of them are just trying to do, the extraordinary.
Both teams are actually really stuck with injury at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, Chelsea's like...
Chelsea's is way worse, but...
own a hospital.
But both of them, because Van Dijk's out injured as well for Liverpool, so that's obviously a big loss for them, but Chelsea have a lot of injuries.
I think in that game, one of the best bits was Mudrik. Much as that hurts to say.
I know, but he looks like he's that guy. Chelsea are going to get back to the top, which they will because they always do.
Like we say with Arteta's talent ID, he wasn't going to go put 90 mil on this guy for no reason.
No.
And it's just about how Chelsea use him, how Chelsea get the best out of him.
Yeah.
But he had one dribble through the box. I'm not sure if you saw it.
I did.
It's incredible.
It was incredible. And it was the stuff that you see in all the compilation videos before he signed for Chelsea. And that was what he was about.
Imagine he did it.
He had scored that on his debut, I think I would have been very upset.
I would have, a couple of tears for sure. But another player who is flying is Matoma still.
Matoma did score a good goal. Unlike Mudrik, he did score a good goal. And he has been performing for weeks and weeks.
Not only does he have a PhD in dribbling, he's got a PhD in just... ball flight,
yeah.
Because the way that curved,
that was crazy.
All his maths right there is incredible.
he'd done the calculations 30 seconds prior. He knew exactly what he was going to do.
He knew what was going on, and he did it.
Yeah, that was a very good goal.
It was an option. I would have got him when we missed out on Mudrik.
Yeah,
but obviously we got Trossard.
Well, what's funny? Yeah, so does he at Brighton? Did he take Trossard's spot?
I think what I've heard is that Trossard kind of fell out. With the manager. Like, the manager liked him, but he got a bit too big for his boots, I think, Trossard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of surprised that we've signed him. But he's a good player.
But maybe it wasn't so much that he... I think maybe he just was like, okay, well, I want a bigger challenge. Yeah. I want to go to a bigger club. And fair enough, you've come to the biggest of them all.
There is no bigger.
No.
Champions League in the next 2 years.
Well, I didn't say it, but... No, I think Matoma is a quality player. And I would have absolutely taken him if we had to sign a winger.
Absolutely.
He's probably the one in the market right now. I don't even know how
they
old
could
he
get
is.
They could get 70 mil for American.
Oh, they'd want more, you know, Brighton charge.
They'd
bills.
Want that much, but I reckon you'd get if he keeps up till the end of the season, they'd get heaps of cash for him.
Yeah. Do we sign a winger?
Do we?
Obviously we've got Trossard.
We got Trossard.
So
I don't think
so. There's no reason to sign
him. Emil's fit.
Emil is fit, and he'll come back. Will he play? Do you think he'll play on the left, Emil? If we've got Trossard, if we've got Martinelli, what does Emil do?
Really hard to say.
Yeah,
and kind of worries me a little bit because Emil's my guy.
Yeah,
So I'm kind of like, I want him to be playing, but I don't really see how he fits in. But as I said last week, that left eight role, Shaka, put Emile in there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Something
just see how it goes in like the cup. We're out of both cups, aren't we?
We are. No, we're not.
FA Cup. Play him in the FA Cup.
EFL, we lost to Brighton.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Play him in the FA Cup and just in that left eight role.
You know who did do that, actually? You know who did play him in that left eight role? I remember it, actually.
Huddersfield?
Unai Emery. Played him in that eight role. And now he's at Villa.
Don't send him to Villa. I'll cry. They'll offer 25 million. Yeah,
I remember that. I was going to say that.
I'll cry if he goes to Villa.
But they're doing well now, Villa.
Yeah. I do like Emery, basically. The Villa team, not so much, but Emery, he's got the best out of him. Like, have you seen... They've won 5 out of 7 of the matches that he's played in the league. 1 draw and 1 loss to Liverpool. I think that's right.
That's pretty good. It's pretty decent.
He's flying.
I really don't like Villa.
Remember when he came into Arsenal? We went 10 in a row.
Yeah, he did go on that
with Mustafi and stuff.
Unbeaten streak, didn't he?
And then he started to get really pragmatic for no reason.
Yeah.
And it just went to shit for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, as you say, I'm not a fan of Villa.
No, I really
Coutinho's
like
kind of nothing player. Buendia's really...
They tried to force that rivalry with us.
Ollie Watkins, I don't mind. But yeah, they tried to force a rivalry.
Yeah.
And it did not end well for them. He's injured all season.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Martinez, I cannot stand this bloke.
No.
Him and De Gea are the two absolute most annoying goalkeepers in the league.
We'll get onto it later. De Gea, Jesus.
Robert De Gea chattered all week just to hold 3 goals.
Yeah, literally.
Anyway.
But West Ham and Everton was another big game on the... other side of the table.
Yep.
the bottom half of the table.
Yep.
Very much so, because they are two teams who are struggling and probably...
Two managers that will probably be the next to go.
Yeah. You could probably definitely put money on that it's like one of those two.
Yeah.
More maybe to the Lampard side.
Yeah. Well...
Considering, obviously,
He's got... the big Arsenal up next, I reckon.
Yeah,
anyway, Moyes finally got his first win. His first since Bournemouth on the 25th of October before the World Cup.
Jeez.
Since West Ham have won in the league. I think they won in the cup at some point, but that's the first time they've won in the league since then, which is just kind of crazy.
Yeah. Considering how West Ham did last season.
Maybe a revival for West Ham.
Yeah.
They've got... Who have they got next? Newcastle, maybe not. Now we'll see.
Probably
we'll see.
Not, but yeah.
If they play to the level that they played at last season, which they're definitely capable of.
Yeah.
Scamacca comes back in.
Yeah.
They might do all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just kind of underwhelming at the moment. But just like Everton and Lampard, who are kind of just, they're nowhere.
No, and Lampard seems well out of his depth.
Well out of his depth.
And there was...
second bottom.
All the videos came out that I've seen of people confronting the owners and different board members and being like, is Lampard going to go? Are you going to sack him? Blah, blah, blah. Is this time
holding up signs and stuff. So yeah. Sack him. Sack the board.
It seems likely. Whether they give him until this game, they always do that, don't they? They let him go on and on and on, and it's like, oh, they'll lose to literally bottom of the table, and then they'll go and play the team at the top of the table, and they'll lose to them, and then they're like, oh, no, that's enough, I think. Yeah, you can't go and lose to the top of the table.
Remember we lost to Everton last season?
We did lose to Everton last season.
I think that was when Tommy Ashley...
Damari Gray, last-minute screamer, that one.
Yeah, that's right.
So... I expect better this season. But
surely right. Surely we can't. The way we're playing, we can't lose to them. If we lose, that'll be a massive dent in the hopes. But I back us. I back us still.
I do.
On to the Palace versus Newcastle.
Mm.
It's kind of a bit average from Palace.
They are. I think a draw against Newcastle is probably a good result for them.
Yeah.
But they are...
Yeah, no, that is a good result.
Very underwhelming.
They're just... Like, I watched them against, who did they play? Chelsea, was it? Crystal Palace versus Chelsea?
Mm.
They were just average. apart from the free kick.
No, the United.
United. That's United. Yeah, free kick. One.
Yeah, and they struggle to create anything really, which is really considering it's the players really, they have up front. Zaha, Elise, like Eze.
Hung up the boots for Palace.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he's. I don't know. I think he loves the club, but
yeah, absolutely.
He also is just like I think he knows that
he's been ready to leave. For, he's been trying to get a move,
but he's been trying for ages and it hasn't worked. And he just probably has given up.
It looks like he's kind of looking focusing on his future.
Yeah,
but in other news, there Trippier is still balling.
He is, another and actually, sheet. this is a random stat. I think that he is on fantasy Premier League. He's two bonus points off of Trent's from is it just last season?
And he's on track to beat Fabregas's.
What was it, 54 or something? 54, something like that.
But in the last, I think 8 games, he's got at least 2 bonus points in every game.
Yeah.
Just insane.
Must have.
He's been on my bench because I've just been forgetting to manage my fantasy. I've just forgotten it. So he's just been on my bench since like the World Cup. But you know, he's flying. He's flying. Yeah. Play to him. Thought they went there. Everyone thought he went there for the money, but he's.
But no, he is. No, he's taken Newcastle to the next level.
Is he performing? He's securing the bag as well.
He's well and truly securing the bag. The Saudi money.
Speaking of Saudi money. Man City versus Wolves. Erling Haaland, hat-trick, as is the per usual.
And not surprised. What's that for him this season? To Haaland. 5 or 6 now, isn't it?
Give me something else for once.
Just, get a life, eh?
What's he got? 83 goals? This season? No, he's fine, and he's now scored. He's outscored like 5 of the last 6 Golden Boot winners or something like that.
The last 4 or 5 seasons.
Yeah.
Last season, Son and Salah drew.
Yep.
And then it goes all the way up to Aubameyang.
When he got 22 at Sané.
I didn't realise it was that low every season, you know. Like, I think now what Haaland has done is made us expect way more from everyone else.
I mean, Nketiah's going to beat that.
He'll be up there. Yeah, he'll have like 24 probably.
He'll get, 24. Yeah. Absolutely. But nah, Wolves, they're just kind of average. The thing they're known for is their good defence, and they held 3, so it's...
Mm.
I thought they might,
but they have a new manager
a little bit, but
so they're
17th,
different. Yeah.
But just see if they can turn it around.
Do you see them going down?
I wouldn't be upset if they went down, but I don't look the way Everton are playing, Southampton are playing, and who's
Bournemouth?
Under, Bournemouth. No, I think Bournemouth will. I hope Bournemouth will stay up, but I think
they're boring.
I wouldn't mind if Wolves went down, to be honest.
I wouldn't mind it. And I like change. Like, I loved when Brentford came in.
Yeah.
Because that was their first time. And I love seeing... I will always constantly check the championship table just to see who's challenging there. And I do enjoy seeing...
I really can't stand Burnley. No, but since they've got rid of Sean Dyche, the really company's actually playing good footy.
I think they're like 9 points clear at the top. But Blackburn are up there challenging. Middlesbrough are up there with Michael Carrick as their manager.
I said Balogun, but he's in.
They seem no. Chuba Akpom.
Akpom, that's it.
Chuba Akpom.
He's flying
for Middlesbrough. I believe he is still top of the top scorer table. Yeah.
Actually, you know what they were saying about 6 month loan, right? For Alexis Sanchez. People were saying 6 month loan for Sanchez. Get him back in. Win the title with him.
We just signed him. He's number 19.
Number 19. Look, to be fair, that's a good point. I really think Trossard and Sanchez have so many similarities.
Yeah. I think the little 10-minute cameo
that one
he had in the United game. Obviously, he was... Yeah.
Where he went through 18 players.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Bro, he is Mudrik. He is Mudrik.
He's him.
But for a quarter of the price.
And that's what Arteta does, though.
Yeah. He's got the... I like that we do have... That plan B option.
Yeah absolutely.
Because we even a couple of seasons ago, we just gun on one player and then...
It's fine. It's fine.
He's an injury-prone plan B.
No.
He's a 50% of the... He's not,
50% plan B.
Yeah.
Now, look, we're moving. So, what I like was... We're looking at 90, 100 mil for Mudrik. That didn't happen.
Yeah,
he got stolen from us. But we're now look to be reinvesting that in smarter squad depth signings,
which I think is very is
with Trossard is the option that we
should have gone for.
She seems like a sound signing, good ball security, and a threat in front of goal. And then Kivior,
I think is how it is. Yeah,
he was in the stands.
He was in the stands.
That all but confirms that he's going to sign.
Yeah,
in stands with his missus.
Yeah.
The what do you say? What do you say?
The queen of twerking, queen apparently, of twerking, from what I've heard.
I thought that was Mudrik.
I'm pretty sure Mudrik is his girlfriend. The queen of twerking.
The queen of twerking. Twerking for a club on social media. that looks... I can't say I've read much about Kivior.
I have... No, neither. One thing I actually did see was someone
left-footed center back. So
he is a left-footed center back. Yeah, and that is one thing that we have needed. Obviously, we had Ben White, Saliba came back. They're both right-footed.
Yep.
Rob Holding's right-footed. Yep. We haven't had a left-footed center back option.
I think the depth you had at left center back was Tomiyasu.
Yeah.
Because he plays there for Japan.
Yeah.
And Tierney.
Yeah.
Plays there for Scotland.
Yeah.
But apart from that, you don't really have a starting.
Yeah.
And then on the right, you got Saliba, obviously, and then Ben White can play there.
Yeah.
And Tomiyasu can probably play there as well. But then Rob Holding, which, yeah.
Yeah. And from what I've seen, saw someone on Twitter, actually, they were kind of like, I know nothing about him. Yeah. Serie A fans, let me know. What's he like? And I saw someone, he said, he's basically a polished Eric Dier. So I don't know what to expect.
Not sure.
But no, from what I've seen, he's tackling is very good.
Yep.
Like I've seen a lot of he loves a lunge. Yeah. From what I've seen, like a lunging tackle,
so
like a
Gabriel,
like a,
funnily enough.
So hopefully he's not much of a bozo. But anyways.
Sorry, Gabriel. Wallahi.
But funnily enough, obviously he didn't play because he was at the game against United.
Yep.
Spezia played against Roma last night.
Did they?
And so they lost 2-0, I believe.
He just dipped on his team.
He did dip.
So it's all but done, really.
And it's cost them.
Yeah, clearly.
So maybe he is that guy.
No, I did see a thread on Twitter. I was starting to read it. I was like 15 tweets in.
Yep.
I was like, all right, how long is this? And it was like 100 tweets long, that thread. So I was like, all right. But from what I saw, he's secure on the ball. He's a bit of a technician on the ball. And he's got a ping on him, so...
Yes. Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
So 6 foot two.
6'2", yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So yeah, I reckon he could be a smart signing. How much are we paying for him? 15?
20? I think it's upwards of 25, but that might be a Euros thing. Yeah. I'm not sure. Right. But, and then also, the other one that's not confirmed, but seems likely.
Fresneda.
Fresneda. Again, I don't know. I know less
about
him.
That's 9 mil, that one.
From, was it Real Valladolid?
I think so. 18-year-old right back.
18, is he? I haven't seen. Yeah. Wow, okay. I'll take that.
It's interesting, though, because I don't really think we need a right back. Ben White's been incredible there.
Tomiyasu obviously plays there. But maybe, you know what he's doing? Arteta might be looking to shift Ben White as a CDM. As a six.
Party backup?
Well... Possibly.
Do I say it
you
last
say
week?
It. You said it last week. I remember you saying it. So that might be the plan.
That could be the plan. You know, is he
or so Tomiyasu? Maybe. Right. We shift Tomiyasu as a right centre back.
Yep.
Option.
Yeah.
Rob Holding. Anyways.
The back door, my
boy. Fresneda as the right back.
Is he
option?
Fresneda. I've been saying for a while, like. We need that attacking, like that Trent sort of right back. Is he like him? Like,
again, I have no idea if he's that.
If he's an attacker.
I don't know
like
what he's
playing. A Wan-Bissaka
like.
Sort of thing. Like,
no.
Who's to say?
But hopefully.
Bellerin.
And I think that's around about. Bellerin. What's that? I think that's like 8 million, isn't it? What,
eight,
am I? 8.8, is that silly? Yeah.
Not sure if it's
I think it's not bad.
Euros,
so it's kind of one of those.
That's
what
I'm saying. Like one of the Arteta's talent ideas coming through.
Yeah.
Reinvest the money in smart signings, which means we might have a bit left.
We do, and if it's the money from the Mudrik deal that we're expecting, it's about 60 million. Well, no, sorry, it'd be about 50-ish.
Yeah. If just we spent about 50, 60.
Yeah.
But we need midfield depth.
We do need midfield
if
depth.
If we're getting Fresneda in, and like you say, moving Ben White to CDM, which there's no evidence to suggest that yet, and I think that would be more of a next season job, do we look at like they were apparently looking at getting Camavinga.
That seems to be a little up and down. No one really knows.
Madrid say his hands off.
But yeah.
But, you know, that would be, that's showing a bit of ambition.
Yeah.
Trying to get a player of that sort of stature in. And he is kind of like a party regen too.
He is actually. I think so.
He hangs in between the lines of defense and midfield. And
yeah.
He's got a pen.
And I think we do kind of need another big midfielder. Like a big as in, you know, someone.
There's still Tielemans. Also the
there is, and we don't seem like, I think we're probably got to the point now where we're like, okay, well, Leicester are looking at too much money for him.
Yep.
And so we're kind of like, all right, well, realistically, we know that by at the end of his contract, because that's what he's doing, is he's running down his contract.
Yep.
Looks in like the summer, we can get him for free. That's super easy. He wants us. He's twerking just as much as Mudryk. Go
anywhere in the summer.
And that's the thing. He could.
Which, look, I'm not too worried if we miss out on
it. And I'm not too worried either.
But we'll just see what happens.
But as a on a free, if we got Tielemans on a free, that would be awesome.
Remember in the summer when everyone found that he sold his house in Leicester, was it?
Yeah.
Tielemans? Was he just homeless for the last six months? Like, what's he doing? Just waiting for us.
Just, he's like,
is he sleeping outside?
Waiting for that phone call, yeah. Like, yeah.
Now, look, I think what it comes down to is Edu.
Yeah, people doubted him.
As soon as you, like the second
year. After the Mudryk.
Like, you see, he failed Mudryk. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to do now? There's like
and I wouldn't, I actually wouldn't say, I wouldn't say that he failed Mudryk. I think because it was the stance that we had that we did not want to get into a bidding war. And so, and we stuck with that.
I think they offered a massive contract to him.
Yeah.
That we weren't prepared to offer for a 21, 22 year old.
Yeah.
And they were willing to, well, 8.5 year contract. So they were willing to pay more money just over a longer time. And we didn't want to pay that money because we would follow the rules and give them a 5 year contract.
Yeah.
So we'd have to pay it over 5 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But look, as soon as you start to doubt Edu, he kind of.
He just goes and drops two signings in eight hours.
He plucks out a couple more signings.
Yeah. Out of the blue. We do like an out of the blue signing.
We do.
Like Vieira in the summer. Which was the first time we'd had one of those in a while. A
couple of seasons ago.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, true.
No one saw any of it. And then just the first tweet we saw was from Arsenal's page.
Yeah.
So good.
Which I thought was, again, we don't get that very often. We always hear, you know, it's a you know, like a month build up to a signing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's confirmed that they've signed. Yeah. And it's like a week later we get a video. But Trossard especially was like straight away.
It was pretty quick.
We heard about him. Friday.
Everyone was kind of doubting him, but from what we saw, 15 minutes, I reckon he'll be a smart signing. Yeah. Really good signing.
No, I agree. I think he'll be very good. Even though people criticise that he's 28,
yep.
I don't think that matters.
Yeah. Sandy Gazzola was 28 when he joined.
4.5 year contract for him. For Trossard. Takes him to 32.
Yep.
Easy. Or whatever.
I think Anelka was 28. And Sandy Gazzola, they're the two I can think of when we saw them, and they're both, I'd say they're legends.
Anelka?
I think so. Is it Anelka or someone else?
Not Anelka. Not sure. Anelka was young.
Yeah, that's true. It was someone else. I can't remember. No, Arshavin.
Arshavin, yes. That makes sense.
But look, we're just getting the depth. And that what we've been saying all season is we don't have depth. Now that we're getting a bit of
now
depth,
that yeah.
At what point do we kind of... Are we going to go all the way?
Well, I think depth is probably the only thing we need... left to say, okay, we're really, really on for this title.
Yeah,
it's probably the last piece of the puzzle that would make us extremely confident. That was the main thing that was
holding us back.
Like, yeah,
like they were saying, oh, after the World Cup, Arsenal don't have the squad; they'll fall off.
No.
Jesus is injured; they're gonna fall off.
Partey will get his annual injury.
Yep, which is still pending. Yeah. By the way,
it is.
So is a Xhaka screamer, but anyway,
it has.
But the depth was the only real issue. Because they've got the mentality, they've got the performances.
Yeah.
Just they needed a bit of extra backup. Like, for example, when Martinelli falls off, he's only just started to fall off a little bit, which has only been for a couple of games.
Yeah.
And now you've immediately got Trossard.
Yeah. So yeah, it's perfect timing, legit. I think.
And so if Gabriel gets injured, we'll have Kivior.
Zinchenko, Tini's obviously there. Zinchenko won't fall off, though. He doesn't fall off.
And Matt Turner's a good deputy for Ramsdale.
Yeah, but he and at the start of the season, he looked a bit shaky in the first couple of games, but I think we didn't really his World Cup performance really was nuts, you know. Yeah, we didn't that's give
him true. A chance at all. Like, we saw one sort of thing, and we're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But no, like, it was like, what was his name? The Icelandish guy? Runnason.
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 Yeah. Gunnarsson, because obviously, you know, he played. Yeah.
Gunnarsaurus.
Yeah.
But Runnason was. Bring in Gunnarsaurus, but.
Had to bring him back.
But no, I think it's very, if not now, that we start believing.
Yeah.
If we get through Spurs and United, then we can start believing, and we did.
Yeah, especially this United game for me, I thought, if we win this, we've got a couple games, Bar City,
yep,
halfway through Feb, which is our league game against them.
Yep.
But apart from that game, we have got very winnable fixtures.
Absolutely.
All around. Up until about, I believe, April,
yeah,
is when it starts to kick in back to Liverpool, Chelsea, City again.
If we get 2 months of relatively nice fixtures, that's usually really,
yeah, and that's what I mean. If we can continue to win the games that we should be, off a bit, and we can keep pushing. Like, I think if we, obviously we're on 50 right now,
yep,
if we go and win all these games that we should, maybe a draw in there,
yeah,
right,
yep,
that puts us in a very, very good position come April. City are still dropping points.
If we win our game in hand,
yeah. We just beat United and put that gap even further. Newcastle seems to be falling off a touch.
But I'm excited.
Yeah, I am.
I'm very excited.
I, especially after this morning, I believe a lot more.
Absolutely, because we were...
Because obviously United, apart before this morning's game, United were absolutely in the title race. And not to say that they aren't.
They were the second best team in the division before this morning.
Just, again, mind the gap. To you two as well.
11 points. Yeah.
With a game in hand as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So just hold that. But, yeah, look, I think now that we've got past that, it's time to push the agenda, to let everyone know that we're here for the long haul. It's not changing. We're not going
away.
The goalposts aren't going to keep moving.
If we continue this, I think it'll be... I think if we can get 95 points or more... See, Centurions, right? Because obviously that's only... if we go and get Centurions, right?
No.
I would say that our 100 points would be...
Way better than
Cities. Way, way, way better.
It would be
more impressive than Cities.
I tend to agree.
Because the team that we have, even right now, compared to City...
cost about a third of the price of Cities.
Yeah.
Arteta's, Cities... Cone man.
Yeah.
I think if we get Centurions, we go to Pep and say, hey, do you want to come run the cones for us?
Come run the training sessions over here.
My boy, like.
No, but honestly, because even City's team that did the Centurions was ridiculous.
Yeah. They scored 100 goals.
They had the depth.
Although the man who scored 100 goals now plays for us. So yeah. The 100th goal, not 100
goals. 100th goals.
But yeah, look, I think it'd be a much bigger achievement.
Yeah.
And look, that's what they've got, right? Chelsea have got this season, they conceded about 3 goals all season. They conceded 12 all season.
Yeah.
United have the treble winning season. City have the Centurions.
Yeah.
Arsenal have the
Invincibles and the Centurions.
And see, that's the thing.
And if we get Invincibles and Centurions, right?
That is what makes us the greatest team.
We have to be.
It just completely writes off any of City's achievements.
Yeah. Even though they've gone and won four titles in 5 seasons. If we go and match their Centurions.
Who cares? We did it as well.
There's no, I don't think and there's we're here for any the argument we, they can have.
And we're here for, we're getting 4 and 5. Because
again,
well,
they can't even be like, oh, we got a Champions League, you don't. Unless they go and win it this season.
No, they're not. I don't see that.
I don't know.
That's a different topic.
Yeah, we can talk about that
when we get
when the Champions League comes back.
When Europa League Champions League comes back. But I don't want to get into this next part.
Yeah,
because you're
I do.
Shut the...
Predictions that we made for last week.
So the go was you get the result right, you get 1 point, you get the exact score right, you get 3 points. I'm on 2 points.
Yeah, I'm on 5.
Tom's on 5 points.
Which, mind you, both are very poor.
It was awful. We had a
terrible week, both of us.
It was awful. But and there is still Spurs and Fulham to play.
Hmm.
But as it stands, I've got a Fulham win. You've got a draw. So
yeah, it could be decided there. I could be 8 points clear. Or not 8 points okay, clear, but okay. I could be on 8 points.
Okay, buddy. Yeah,
so just quickly mind the gap as well there.
On
my way to a free shirt, boys.
We go again. There's no Prem games this weekend. Next weekend?
No.
Because it's FA Cup weekend, I think.
Yeah.
But we'll do predictions for the week after that. Yeah. I've got a headline here.
Yeah.
What game week is it? Game week 21.
22.
22, the week of sackings.
The week of sackings.
I've got David Moyes at West Ham.
Yeah.
Because West Ham play, 1 second, Newcastle.
Newcastle. I don't think they'll get sacked, though.
I'm not sure if
they'll sack after his win yesterday.
Yep.
I think he's safe for a couple more weeks.
I think Frank is.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Frank.
I think he could be bye-bye. Next week's Prem games,
pull off a result against Arsenal. Which only three teams have managed to this season. Yeah,
exactly.
And Brendan Rodgers is the other interesting one with Leicester.
Yeah, I thought we'd put it in there.
Yeah, Emery.
They're not even doing as poorly as West Ham are.
Yep.
But they did go and get a draw against Brighton this week.
They did, yeah.
Which was surprising to us.
It ruined my predictions.
Yeah. But
they've been on a roll.
I think the reason we put him in there was because he's been in the shout to get sacked for a while. I think they just need a little bit of a change.
I kind of think they're on the same path as Liverpool in that they're kind of just an old team.
Yeah.
Vardy, I'm not even sure how much he plays, to be fair, but
Patson Daka's nowhere near as what people thought he was going to be.
Harvey Barnes is that guy.
Slightly.
But, yeah. Look, we'll see.
Yeah.
They're my hot tips.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it'd be interesting, actually, I'll say, if West Ham and Leicester both sack their managers at the same time, would you do a swap? They can do a swap deal. They can do a swap deal. A nice little swap
Moyes
deal.
Moyes to Leicester, Rodgers to
West Ham. Yeah, what about that? Yeah.
Where does that leave
Everton? I think for Leicester, they'd take Moyes.
Do they all swap? Does Frank go to... No, Frank's not
there. No, Frank goes back to Derby.
Yeah, Frank
can go back to... Yeah, he can go back to the Championship.
Try and play it up with Vincent Kompany.
Yeah.
He's not that guy. Where's Gerrard these days?
Gerrard's not doing anything. Is he? Because he got the boot from Villa, obviously. I saw him do punditry for the Liverpool game the other night.
Gerrard or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can debate between themselves who is a better player and manager now.
Yeah.
Both are losers. But let's get into the next...
The next week's predictions. Actually, what was it that we got right? We'll do that first. Your 2 points.
I got Arsenal.
The result.
I didn't get the score.
Yeah.
It was looking good for me. They went 2-1 up.
Yep.
I was like, all right, let's just hold it.
Yeah.
But obviously, Sandro Martinez scored.
Yeah.
And then we scored in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'll take 1 point. And the other one was City.
City game.
I caught a 1-0.
You said
win
1-0.
Against
and
Wolves.
It was 3-0.
Because I thought Wolves might be a little bit more resolute, but.
Yeah.
It's 3-0, so again, I'll take another point.
Yeah. And I said, for the City game, I said 3-1, so I was close to that as well.
Yeah, true.
But
shit.
I only got the one there.
Thank you, Wolves.
I got the one for the Arsenal game because I said 2-1, and it was 3-2, which you said that as well, didn't you? You said
2-1. Yeah, okay.
And then I got a whopping 3 points
on
the Aston Villa game because I said it would be 1-0.
That's jokes.
Banger.
That's just...
Awesome. Awesome way to start.
What a start. Anyway, I'm going to do better this week. Last week I put a fair bit of thought into it.
Okay.
This week, I've not put a great deal of thought into it. I kind of was just like, yes, and just we'll see what happens.
Well, that's going to cost you a bit of money there. It's going to cost you a shirt this season.
Trust. We're only halfway through and one game into this. So, Chelsea versus Fulham, what'd you go?
I said 2-1. 2. Chelsea. I don't think they'll be back. I think Chelsea will have... They have a great Mudryk.
Yeah.
His performance against Liverpool was decent enough that I've also added here that he will get a goal.
Yeah? You don't get extra points for that.
No.
I'm not giving
you
extra points. Well... I can't afford to give you extra points for that.
If I get it, but no. But I think I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea do go and win this, even though Fulham are as good as they are right now.
Do you want to, right? Hang on, just quickly. I've got 2 points.
We're not bending the rules here, are we?
I've got 2 points. You got 5 points. Yeah. Say it ends like that.
Yeah.
do you want to make that the table? Like fantasy almost. Like you get 5 points for the week, I get 2 points, as opposed to you just having 1 point for winning the week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah. Like it continues on. So as in if next week we both say you get four and I get one.
Yeah.
Then so I'm on six. We're both on six.
Yeah, okay, all right.
No, so we'll just continue it like fantasy stuff.
Chelsea and Fulham, I said 1-1.
Yeah.
I really just want to, I think Fulham have to fall off at some point, but I want to keep believing the hype. They're my second team a bit, Fulham. When Arsenal were average in 2018, I was on the Fulham bandwagon in championship. But yeah, I think I've gone 1-1 because I think Mitrovic will get a penalty or something and,
yeah.
Chelsea will probably score.
Well, it'd be interesting to see. They obviously still play Spurs.
Although Fulham have a high line, don't they? I think Mudrick just get in behind.
Mudrick's rapid, bro.
Oh, he's so quick.
He is a quick. But let's move away from Mudrick because...
We skip this one and we'll go down to...
Yeah, we will skip that game.
Villa and Leicester.
Yeah.
Another rendition of El Sakiko.
Yeah, could be.
Oh, actually, no, because...
No, Unai's no, good.
That was back when Gerrard was there. But Emery, I think, will be too much. I think he's going to keep going. He's going to keep pushing. Like when he did when he was at Arsenal, he won his first 10 games or something. I think he's going to just keep doing what he's doing, and he's going to win 2-1. I think Harvey Barnes will score for Leicester.
Okay.
But Villa are just going to be too good for him. What'd you get?
I also disagreed on this one. I've said 1-1. I think my Villa agenda is in full force. No, I think Leicester...
Fair enough.
I think Leicester... They just got a draw against Brighton at home. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good enough for them to go and get another draw. I don't see Leicester as... I don't know. I don't actually think... I wouldn't know what way to put this if a team was to win.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... Yeah, I don't know which way it would go. Like, it could go any way this game, I think.
My gut kind of said Villa, so I was like, let's do that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Go with your gut. Didn't work last week, but that's fine.
No, I used my brain last week. This time I'm using my gut.
Oh, gotcha. Right, okay.
My brain's not real smart.
We'll see if that changes much.
You can tell. Brentford and Southampton.
I said 3-0.
3-0.
3-0 Brentford. I think Mr. Bet365 will be back. No, I think...
I don't know how he's still playing for
I don't know how he's...
He's got like 200... offenses, but he's anyway.
They're obviously having a hard time sorting it out.
I was gonna say 3-0,
yeah,
but I was like, I think Southampton will.
I think I was gonna say 3-1 as well.
I think Southampton will score first. They might show a bit of fight.
Hey, you don't get extra points for that, by the way.
Okay, buddy, I need them. Give me something. I think but I think Brentford will just run away with it a little bit at home. So,
all right,
and then I've gone the same with Brighton. Not the same score, to run away with it. I went 2-0.
Comfortable.
2-0 Brighton versus Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Kind of just an easy routine game for Bournemouth. Yeah. Don't really offer much.
No.
Unless, who's their striker? The big man? Big man?
Brighton?
No, Bournemouth.
Oh, Bournemouth. What, Solanke is injured, isn't he?
Yeah, Solanke hasn't really played. It's the other guy. Give me your result. Let me find it.
Oh, let me just... Oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know who Bournemouth striker is.
Kiefer Moore.
Oh, Kiefer Moore.
I think he could get a goal.
Okay, that's a shout.
But apart from that, they don't really offer much for me. A bit boring, so... Brighton 2-0, I'm going.
Yeah, I have gone exactly the same.
2-0, there you go.
2-0.
3 points.
I really want to say a Mitoma double.
Yeah. You back him that much?
I back him that much.
No, you see, the issue with that is I'm going to bring him into my fantasy, so he's going to just flop.
That's how it works, but
I have to do it.
Yeah.
United versus Palace again.
Again, yes, because they did play him in the league 2 weeks. Yeah, last week.
I went, as much as I want to see Palace do something again, they were awful.
They
were awful last time, except from set pieces. They had a few good set pieces, but...
Yeah.
I have gone 2-1, though, to United. I think they'll get back on the horse.
Yeah. I think this will be a tough game for United.
Because they play, like,
four games. They have three cup games. It's their fourth game in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they have three cup games, two against Forest and one against... No idea. But regardless, I think three games prior to that in the span of, like... 8 days, I think it is.
They could do them.
And then a game against Palace.
You're saying that. I was hoping they might be a bit fatigued against us, but they didn't really show it, did they?
No, but...
I think towards the end of the game, we showed it more than they did.
Yeah.
But, look, with three games in 7-8 days. Yeah.
And this thing, it's League Cup for them. They've got two... Because it's two legs. It's a semi-final.
Semi-finals?
Obviously, it's against Forest, but it's a semi-final, and they're gunning to go and win a trophy.
Forest have three teams they can just rotate. Yeah. They've got like 30 players. Yeah. They could just play one team 1 week,
yeah.
Next team the next week, and just batter them all over the park.
But yeah. So you said 2-1?
I said 2-1, yeah.
I said 0-0. A boring United 0-0. They loved that last season, and I think for this season, for this game, they'll bring it back. I can just see them being a bit drained.
I feel like they will go all in for the EFL Cup too.
Yeah.
Because they want to win.
And I think they'll want to.
Ten Hag wants to replicate Arteta.
Yeah.
And get a trophy in his first season.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I see that. 0-0. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But Palace, I just don't see Palace scoring either. That's the thing. I don't know. I think that free kick was obviously a bit out of the blue. They don't create much.
Zaha was through in on goal against them, but he kind of fell over before he was even tackled.
Wan-Bissaka came through.
Great tackle. Yeah. But Wolves versus Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Much the same as I backed a 1-0 to City when Wolves played them. Because I think they're pretty resolute in defence.
Yeah.
I've gone 1-0 to Liverpool at the Molineux. But I think Liverpool aren't as good in attack as City. But I think Wolves just don't score goals. So I think it'll be 1-0 Liverpool.
I have gone for the same goal difference.
Other way around?
No.
No, 2-1.
No, I said 2-1 Liverpool. And I think I've given the one to Wolves because obviously they're due a goal.
Yeah.
City's a tough team to get it against.
Yeah.
Obviously Liverpool is too, but I think they can get one.
Yeah, can Nunes scores it? Or Gakpo?
For Liverpool?
Yeah. Not for Wolves.
Well, I was talking about Wolves. For Liverpool, Gakpo, no. Gakpo's average. Yeah. No. Well, Nunes has been injured for a couple games, I think.
Yeah.
Because he was in my fantasy and I didn't realize last week, and then I accidentally left him in there. And
yeah, I've still got a whopping donut. As I said, I haven't even touched my fantasy. So.
But I think Wolves will get a goal, but Liverpool will win it. I think it's pretty
fair. Very fair.
Yeah.
So what we've got up next, Newcastle versus West Ham.
Mm-hmm.
This could be one of the last draws for David Moyes for me. And Newcastle, they beat Leicester and Fulham. Were they in the league? They must have been. Yeah, they beat Fulham 1-0, Isaac 89th minute. That's right. Yeah. And then the EFL Cup quarter finals
against Leicester.
EFL Cup
quarter. So they're in the semis as well. Who are they playing in the semis, Newcastle?
Yeah, it's a good question, really.
Because it's... Oh, isn't it?
Southampton.
Is it? Oh, it is. Southampton. Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, what an easy trophy for United. No, Newcastle will win it, watch. Newcastle will go and win the League Cup.
I hope so.
I think it'd be cool. So.
Fuck United. Yeah,
just give them that extra little bit of money. Hey?
Yeah, because they need it. I've gone 3-0 Newcastle over West Ham.
Yeah, I think this game would be comfortable. West
Ham having a good defence, I know.
No.
I think after a draw with Arsenal, a draw with Crystal Palace... and a late winner against Fulham in there, I think they're going to get back on it. And just
yeah, I think that because they haven't scored. What is it? They haven't scored in 400 minutes. Newcastle,
really?
Yeah, no, apparently that's the stat.
They scored against
league.
They scored against Fulham 89th minute. So,
maybe it's conceded then. Conceded
makes a lot more sense. Yeah,
I am chatting. Maybe conceded, but also. I think that goal against Fulham is like their only one in the league for a while, though.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
But either way, I think they'll be back. I think it'll be a comfortable game for them. I think West Ham will score, though.
Yeah?
I do.
I think
West Ham... Ooh, it's okay. This is my shout. Ings on his debut.
Danny Ings
comes off the bench, scores a consolation goal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He just does though sometimes, doesn't he?
He does.
I actually think
Ings is the perfect player for West Ham.
The same player for me.
Who?
Danny Ings and Callum Wilson.
Mm.
They're kind of like the same player.
Yeah.
But wait, so what did you go then?
3-1.
3-1.
3-1.
3-1. But yeah, not a clean sheet. Fair enough.
No. Yeah, that's a good point. I reckon they'll concede a goal to West Ham. I don't know why I thought that, actually.
What about Forest?
Can't change it now, I guess.
Too late. It's locked in. Anyways, now, my boy.
Yeah, Forest leads. I think low scoring.
Yep, same.
I think very low scoring. I think Forest at home seem to be all right, and Leeds away from home are very poor.
Yep. Leeds are one of the worst in the league away from home.
Yeah.
And Forest, I think, are about mid-table at home. So.
So I think I've said 1-0 Forest.
So did I. You and me both. How about that?
So what? So we've only got, at the moment, we've got Forest 1-0 together. So we've got we've both
pretty much the same results, but not the same.
Yeah, for the most part. Chelsea, Fulham, we don't have the same.
Yep.
Villa, Leicester, we don't have the same. Yep. We've got the same for Brentford game. Got the same for Brighton. We don't have the same for United. No, there's a couple games that are different.
Yeah, no, it's different. So this is a little bit different. But.
And then we have Spurs City.
That's so hard to call.
It is very tough because obviously the game during the week that they played against each other was a very good game goals wise. Yeah. Spurs looked to have it in the first half.
Yep.
And then City came out and did what they usually do.
They did what they do. So.
But I think the difference this week is Spurs are at home. That's obviously
true. That's
true. They are better at home. they had a really good record up until I think it was a game or two before the Arsenal game. Mm. They were unbeaten at home, I believe.
Yeah.
Or had won every single game or something like that. Hey. But
I think they're gonna do what they do and just sit back and try and counterattack. Try and exploit Cancelo if he's getting forward and maybe it's the young right back, Rico Lewis, but
yeah.
We'll see, hey.
Yeah.
So I've gone 1-0 to City.
Comfortable 1-0 or
scrappy, but just a 1-0. Yeah. I don't know. City have us in the FA Cup prior to that. I'm not sure if Spurs are in any cups anymore.
Yeah.
Let's have a look real quick. They no. Oh, so they have Fulham still, and then they have FA Cup. They're Preston.
Oh, it's FA. I was going to say League Cup. Yeah, they're why Preston. Have they still got?
But that should be look. They should.
That should be a Preston win, probably.
That's a week before the game too, so they should really coast to that.
Yeah.
Fuck, it'd be funny to see them lose though.
To Preston.
The history of the Tottenham.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've gone 1-0 to City away from home.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I think Spurs being at home, they were. I think they played well against City away during the week, well enough that it kept the game tight. And I think being home, they'll get a little bit more out of the game. I've said a 1-1 draw.
Yeah. Draw, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's
not a bad call either.
No.
I honestly think that could be 1-0 either way.
Yeah.
It could be 1-1 all. It could be 0-0.
Yeah, I agree.
It could be 4-2 again. Like,
yeah.
Who's to say, really? Finally, we've left it for last.
Yeah.
Everton versus Arsenal.
Yeah.
One team's flying, one team is absolutely not.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I think this will be probably the most comfortable game of the season.
Yeah?
I think so.
You're saying we put a lot past
I think Everton fans, as much as it's, they're at home, I don't think it'll make much of a difference because obviously the turmoil that their club is in right now.
Absolute just turmoil.
I think the fans do not back Lampard. They don't back the board. They don't back the club. I reckon there was some sort of protest against West Ham, wasn't there? Away. I think there was a little bit. They had signs and whatnot, but I think obviously this is their home game. I think there'll be, bit of a protest.
Yep.
And I would not be surprised if this was the game that Lampard goes and gets sacked, to be honest.
They're sitting level on points with Southampton.
Yeah.
I think we do sack Lampard, really. I think we send him.
Send him packing into the championship. But no, I've said 4-0.
4-0?
Comfortable, I reckon, goals from...
I love that.
I reckon... I wouldn't even be mad. I really want to say Trossard.
Yeah?
Do I want to say Trossard?
See, every time I predict a massive win for Arsenal, we win like 1-0.
Mm.
So
actually, you know what I am going to say? I had a look earlier, and Ben White is the only player who hasn't scored for us yet.
Really?
But he's going to score in this game.
Yeah.
He's going to score in this game.
He's going to score last game, but he was average.
He was average. But no, I think he'll score in this game. Yeah. Four goals, surely one of them will be him, bro.
I'd love that. But I went 2-0 to Arsenal.
Yeah.
I think we keep clean sheets away from home.
Yeah.
And Everton just, they're average. I'd love to see Iwobi do bits, but...
I love him, but I don't see it not against us.
Against Gabriel.
Don't do it against us. No. No.
I think we should be pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
And we'll just, I think we might go 2-0 up in the first half and then just
sit back.
Give him like 45 Spurs. Minutes. And
yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe give Sammy Lokonga on only a few minutes.
Yeah.
Not to be disrespectful, but.
No.
I think it'll be easy.
Yeah. Well.
Here you go.
That's obviously those games are for. Not this weekend coming up.
Yes.
But the one after.
Yep.
Because
so there's no Premier League games this weekend?
No.
We'll probably cover, in the next episode, we'll probably cover Spurs Fulham. Because
yes.
that's being played tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that'll obviously affect our points tally.
Yeah, it could affect our points tally.
But yeah, we'll do up a little leaderboard.
Yeah.
You will be on top.
Yeah. But might stick it up
for now.
We'll find something to do and we can stick it up in here and or have something that everyone can see.
Yep.
So.
But I think that's about it. You got any other news for me?
Apart from, well, this is very known news, but, you know, I think we're well on our way to one of the easiest league titles.
Number 14. Easiest. No, don't do that.
No. No, but.
They're saying we're like Leicester and just.
I hate that comparison.
Because everyone else is.
I hate that comparison.
Terribly. We're just doing that good.
Yeah, but we're gonna do another little video separate to this podcast. That'll be out on the YouTube channel.
On the YouTubes.
At some point in the week, we'll get a lot more out this week.
We're gonna upload
content-wise.
We're gonna put it on more platforms first of all.
Yeah,
and we're going to then. Start making shorts.
Yeah.
We'll be on TikTok. We'll be on YouTube, Instagram probably. Yeah. Hopefully posting one a
bit
day.
More active everywhere.
One a day to start it off and then just see how that goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to put the whole thing on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
We'll suss that out.
So subscribe there, really. To the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So because we'll do an extra little video that you won't see on here.
A lot more content coming.
So if you want to see that, go to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to that.
Sons of the Gun.
Yep.
As it is on social medias.
On that handle at the front. Yep. But
yeah, so next week there won't be any Premier League games. Hopefully we will cover mostly transfers.
Yep.
And then FA
Cup. Bit more creative stuff, maybe.
FA Cup, maybe EFL Cup.
Yeah.
And maybe just do, a bit of other stuff.
Yeah. But apart from that.
Do a squad analysis sort of thing.
Come on, you Gunners.
Come on, you Gunners.
We're flying.
We're flying. And I couldn't be happier.
No.
It's all finally paying off. The stress. Let me not take you back, but to Baku. All that sort of stuff. It's coming to fruition.
And it's all finally coming home.
It's coming home.
But apart from that, we'll see you all this time next week.
Thanks for listening.
Because we are the most consistent podcast.
On YouTube. On, well, any platform.
Maybe. On every platform.
On every platform. We'll be back, baby.
We will be back with a FA Cup FA win FA against Cup, City.
Yeah. Win.
Hopefully.
Oh, don't tease me like that.
Yeah.
Don't tease me. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, as always.
We'll see you next week, eh?
Yeah. Enjoy.